Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Good Shepherd and the Child podcast. I am Carrie Mecki Lozano, your host, and we are so excited about this new project. We have been praying about this podcast for a very long time, and it is so exciting to see it coming into fruition now. Our desire with this podcast is for us to explore the spirituality of the Christian child using the method of catechesis of the Good Shepherd. This podcast is for anybody. It's for parents and grandparents, catechists, coordinators, priests, Montessorians, anyone who encounters a child in their daily life, anyone who just wants to fall more deeply in love with God. For those that are joining us that are not familiar with the method of catechesis of the Good Shepherd, I would like to share with you a conversation that I had with Mary Marioni, who is the National Director of the United States Association of Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. Mary, can you tell us a little bit more about what is Catechesis of the Good Shepherd?
Well, Carrie, yes, the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd is a method of catechesis, a method of being with children and supporting, serving their religious life with God. It really, we see ourselves with the children, next to the children before God. Really share an experience with them. We're so excited, I think, for this podcast to really benefit our members, our catechists, parents, pastors, people attentive to the religious life of children, their needs, their gifts, their ability for contemplation, and maybe most importantly, the children's really deep and abiding joy that they find in the presence of God. And the catechesis of the Good Shepherd is a way of serving this relationship between God and the child.
And how us as adults are so blessed to be able to journey with the child, and how it has affected us and our own spirituality to be able to dive into the children and their spirituality.
This is true. I mean, we say we are concerned with helping adults open their eyes to the hidden riches of the child, you know, particularly their spiritual wealth, because if we're drawn to this, if we see this, then we're drawn to learn from the child and serve them. And this really is a departure from what's sometimes a really achievement-oriented nature of our culture. You know, we don't seek success. We are looking to really be faithful to the religious life of the child. We stand with them. You will see, if you come to find out more, and we always invite everyone to come and see the environment, the prepared environment, which is Montessori-based and is known as an atrium. Now, it's an interesting word that was chosen by Maria Montessori herself for this space for the religious life of children, a space that in the early church existed between the church, literally between the church and the world. It was the place in between where the catechumen would come to learn more about the faith and enter into the church. But then also we would enter in to the celebration of the Mass to be dismissed out into the world, to bring that peace and love and joy out into the world. So the atrium is a prepared environment for children in their religious life. And everything in that environment serves their relationship with God. There are three different spaces, one for the littlest. Well, actually, we should say there's four spaces now. We've even started with toddlers. So there's one for the little tiny ones, and then another environment for the 3 to 6 year olds, an older one for 6 to 9 year olds, and then 9 to 12 year olds. And each of these environments are prepared with hands-on materials that speak to scripture or to liturgy to really support their prayer life and their relationship with God. This work, you know, began as an experiment of Maria Montessori's. And there's a lot of information about that that's out there. But our work, the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, was really developed by two Italian women, Sofia Cavalletti and Gianna Golbi. They discovered over 60 years ago that children as young as three, even younger, already know God and have a strong desire to deepen their relationship with Him. And they developed a way to respond to what they called the child's unspoken request: help me come closer to God by myself. And so that's how the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd was founded. Sophia was very happy in saying they started with five children, and now it is all over the world. It was interesting to me that towards the end of her life, she said about their work, her and Jana's work, that it was not born out of their heads, nor did it come from their own hands. Rather, it had been a gift from God. She said she was like a pauper swimming in gold when they were in the atrium, and that they joyfully received this gift and passed it on to the children and to the adults. And they did this. This went around the world. I know for me, when I came to this work, when I first saw it, I wondered, you know, well, what are they doing? Are they playing Mass? I really didn't understand it. And my pastor really insisted on me finding out more about it. And, you know, from the beginning of being called by name into this beautiful space for children, I would say my life was changed. It was a true conversion. And I didn't even think I was in need of conversion, actually, but, you know, a conversion towards Him, but also a conversion in my understanding of who the child is. And this, you know, really affected my life, the life of my family. My husband, who was not a carpenter, became one to help me with the building of so many materials and such, you know, and then my community. We started a small farm town here in Arizona and grew to be one of the fastest growing cities in America. Not a place you'd necessarily think of putting an atrium, but we did. And the children have been blessed by it and their families. So, you know, I've been involved in this work for many years now, close to 30 years. And, have grown in the work to the point of, you know, serving within my parish community, now serving the National Association as director. I've done that for the past 9 years. It's really been my happy privilege as we see the growth continue. We talk about this mustard seed growth. We started so tiny, five children in a small place in Rome. And now to see it grow so much all over the world, and particularly in this country, I'm very happy to see. And Carrie, also very happy that you have joined us in this work. We're delighted that we can be having this podcast, but more delighted that you are also involved in this work. Could you tell us a little bit about how you came to this work and a little bit more about who you are?
Well, listening to your story, Mary, I think ours have some similarities to it. My story with Catechesis of the Good Shepherd started about 10 years ago when our pastor called me and asked if he could hire me to be the coordinator of our Catechesis of the Good Shepherd program at our church in Texas. And I said, you know that I am not trained and I really know nothing about Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. And he said, I think this is going to be good for you. I think this will be perfect. You're perfect for this. And I said, okay, if you think so. And so I kind of took a jump and I went and got trained and immediately fell in love with the work, immediately fell in love with the spirituality and the relationship aspect of this work, where it's about falling in love with God and not as much focus about the memorization and the facts and those kind of things. It's more about falling in love with God. And that had me hooked, and I got trained in all three levels pretty quickly because I was so addicted to it all. I remember telling parents when I was the coordinator that Catechesis of the Good Shepherd offers roots for our children, and where whenever the storms happen in life, when they have a deep relationship with Jesus and they know that they are loved, and that he will find them, and when they know those things deep in their hearts, that's the root of their faith. And when those storms happen, the roots are what's going to hold them up.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So I love this work for that reason.
They need those deep, deep roots. I know in our parish life, we've seen sometimes, particularly, we've had a couple of young men who had some trouble in the world. And it was so interesting to me that they came back to this place, this prepared environment, because they didn't know where to be. And so they came in and they could just be themselves for a while. I mean, certainly not working with the materials as the children do, but very happy to restore those materials, paint them, you know, sand them if they needed, whatever. But very, very true, these deep roots that will sustain them even in troubled times.
It's just a place of peace and love that we find in the atrium, that where we have encountered that peace and love of God. And I also can relate to that whenever I'm starting to feel frazzled. I like, one of my favorite places to go is in the level 2 atrium.
Yes.
And just go lay down. And I feel a sense of peace comes over me. So I'm really excited about this podcast because it's going to help me learn more about the beautiful child and how they can help me grow closer to God through this method and through the child. And I'm really excited about everything I am going to learn and hopefully take a few other people along with us as we go.
I agree. We are always learning, right? We another way we can talk about this work, the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, we like to remind ourselves that it is the meeting of the two mysteries, the mystery of God meeting the mystery of the child. And we say that with great respect. That a mystery is something we can only always learn more about. And it really invites us into the knowing. It intrigues us. It calls us. And we want to enter more deeply into it. So, yes, I agree, Carrie. And I think that that's one of the primary meetings of this these podcasts, that it be an invitation for everyone to really enter more deeply into an understanding of who these children are and who our Lord is, just and how he loves them, right? How many times do we hear in the Gospels about these children, who are the greatest in the kingdom, who we should follow? He praises his Father that what has been revealed to these little ones, right? It's a delight.
I hope you enjoyed that clip with Mary. I would love for each of you to continue to join us on this adventure. We have wonderful topics planned to share with you, such as who is the child, the environment with the adult, the children's encounter with biblical geography and how that affects their relationship with Jesus, the value of children's artwork in their spiritual journey and how we can foster it, and so many more topics. So please subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any episode. We will be starting to post bi-weekly episodes on January 8th, 2020. We are so excited. So you can find these episodes on our website at www.cgsusa.org, or you can also find them on iTunes or your podcast app or anywhere where you can find podcasts. You can also follow us on our social media on Facebook at the United States Association of Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, or on Instagram at CGSUSA. We really would like for your input into this project as well, for you to share your ideas and comments or topic ideas or just any way that we can serve you through this project. So if you have any ideas or thoughts or things to share, please email us at cgs@cgsusa.org. We are so excited to see what God has planned, and we will see you in January. And until then, go and fall more deeply in love with God.